Ancient Chinese secret.
Okay, yeah, it's getting a little weird. Hello, it's 1930 UTC, and this is the time at which we always begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I have just gotten out of my car. Yes, you heard me correctly. We've got some unusual circumstances today, which has allowed me to go outside. I cannot believe it. It must have rained overnight because everything's wet. It's a little bit misty now, but it's not actually raining. Well, it's sort of raining, but anyway, it's like 70 degrees Fahrenheit, which is about 20 degrees Celsius, and it's totally overcast, so I thought, yep, it's time to go outside. So where did we go? Where haven't we been in forever? That's right, we haven't been to Herrenhaven in a long time. So I've come to Herrenhaven today. There's three other cars here, one car leaving with a bunch of kids in it. And I am now walking into the mushroom garden because it's totally overgrown. The other three cars here are also full of kids and people, and they're at the picnic tables, apparently having some kind of picnic. I heard something moving in the grass over here. What's going on? Okay, so I'm walking up into the mushroom garden. Because it rained, we might be able to find some mushrooms, we might be able to find some cool stuff. Because guess what? The truth of the matter is, I already did see something awesome. When I was driving here, while I was driving down Ione Worthman Drive, you know, this is the street that is next to Herrenhaven. As I was coming around this corner, I started thinking, oh, I better look for turkeys because I'm approaching that house where the turkeys like to hang out. And as I'm coming around the bend, there is a hen, there's a female turkey standing in the road. I sort of have to slow down because I think she might go out in front of me. But she doesn't. She steps back, and as I'm driving by, I'm noticing that she has two little turkey babies. Yes, two little turkey babies, about a foot tall, 30 centimeters tall. They look really funny, really downy. No real feathers yet, you know, just they just look like these fuzzy things. It was very what the hell, but it was funny. So I saw three turkeys already, just, geez, not even 4 minutes ago. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. All right, there's not much going on here in the mushroom garden. I'm kind of avoiding trying to go by the picnic tables and stuff, but yeah, we might as well go see what's happening. We got kids, we got screamers, disease carriers. None of these people are wearing masks. And the irony is I'm not wearing mine either because I thought, oh, I won't run into anybody there because it's raining and people don't come here when it rains. I am the only rain guy. But let's head back in here and see what's going on because usually we can find something good on rainy days, but not when there's tons of screamers about. And so, and now they're jumping out in front of me so I can't get by because they don't understand the whole thing that's going on in the world. All right, so we've got the unsmart children today. So we'll leave them where they are. And we will head into the forest. Hopefully they haven't been in here. Maybe they've just been sitting at the picnic tables all day. And they won't have spooked any dudes. Alright, my hip is starting to get sore. I see a cardinal. I'm looking for mushrooms and stuff. It must not have rained very hard because this path isn't wet. There's no, like, water soaked into the ground. Things seem a little dry, but maybe it just rained hours and hours ago. Or maybe we're just catching the edge, because this dirt here is dry. Maybe we're not going to find much in the way of mushrooms today, but we're going to keep looking. We're going to see what's up. I've also had a great deal of concern about the temperature, because like I said, it's 70 degrees, and that means that it's cooler outdoors than it is in my house, which is right now about 70 degrees. So I'm going to have to go back to a hot house. Oh, damn it. Is there more people up there? What do I see? Yeah, I'm seeing little kids running around. Oh, well, maybe this wasn't such a great idea. Maybe we should turn around right now and go home. Because I know there's some crap on this log. Oh, that's white jelly, but it's not fresh. There's some other stuff running on this log, though, so that's cool. Keep an eye on that. Anyway, what was I saying? Yeah, so, danger zone. Although I'm fine now, I'm going to have to go back into my house, and it's going to be hot, and that's probably not going to be good. All right, we got people coming back from the boardwalk, so we're going the opposite direction. We're heading into the back 40. Got to walk over the land bridge. Water level is a little bit high in the billabong and in the sub pond here. Nice, and the water is just all completely covered in duckweed. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Very green. Very chlorophyllic. Okay. So, back into the back 40 we go. I'm walking down the odoriferous corridor, which is no longer odoriferous. And I'm looking for mushrooms. It's very dry. It's a lot drier than I thought it would be. If it rained all night. It definitely did not rain all night. Must have just rained a little bit this morning. Alright, so let's head into the wall blind. See if there's anything going on in the back of the billabong. This will be fun. I think I hear some frogs or something. And, oh geez, everything's so grown up, I can't see anything. Area, there's so much green. There's so much greenery. I can hear bullfrogs. And I can hear wacky birds. And I can see birds. But I don't see anybody in the billabong. But a lot more of all of those bad plants have been cleared out. All of the invasive species of honeysuckle that everybody hates and must disappear. It is slowly but surely disappearing. Alright, I should also mention, or at least I should take some time to explain to some people what's going on. If you're a new listener to the Dubious Goals Committee, or if you've been listening for a few days and you're thinking, wow, this is quite the departure from what normally is going on. Well, I have to admit it may seem that way on the surface, but the truth of the matter is, this is usually what is supposed to be happening. I'm supposed to be outside, walking around, looking for dudes, looking for mushrooms, looking for all kinds of awesome stuff, like turkeys and baby turkeys and stuff like that. So that's what we're doing today. The problem is, I don't get to go outside very often. If it's over 70 degrees Fahrenheit, about 20 degrees Celsius, I cannot go outside. And, well, if you live in the northern hemisphere, like I do, where am I? I'm like at 40 degrees north, 41 degrees north. It gets pretty hot in the summer. This is the summertime for the North America. I guess it's winter in Australia. So I want to wish Solderpunk and his wife a Merry Christmas, because that's what happens in winter. Christmas. When do they have Christmas in Australia? Oh, it's July 25th. Hey, that's just around the corner. All right, it's actually starting to rain a little bit. Getting raindrops falling on my head and on my shoulders. I'm getting damp. There's birds walking around on the ground. Oh, my hip's kind of hurting. That's cool, though. Hi, bird. Hello, hello. And we are approaching. Hey, look at that marmot den. It looks like it's been cleared out. It looks like it has been cleared out. I cannot get closer to it because it's in a funny spot, but I can see right down into it. Yeah, it's been cleared out. That mati den might be in use. That mati den might have matis in it, or at least one. But now I'm on the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. There is a duck out there. I see one duck. I see another duck. Ooh, I see something else. Is that what I think it is? What am I looking at? Ooh, no, see, I thought that was a green heron. That is not a green heron. That was some kind of other interesting looking bird, dude. Let's go. He moved, but I think I see where he went. Let's walk around down here over to this conveniently placed park bench that also allows me to get down close to the surface of the water. See if we can find some snappers in here. Where's my snappers? Oh, water level's a little bit high, a little bit up. All right, who's out here? Anyone? Who's out here? I'm looking for that telltale bump in the water that says, I am a snapping turtle. Lots of duckweed. This is at least 65 to 70% covered in duckweed, so we're looking for little green lumps in the water. I hear frogs jumping. And what's going on down here? Anything? Oh, I'm looking at some mud. I see you, duckies. There might. Is that a turtle down there? Maybe there's a turtle down there. There's also some interesting tracks in the mud here and stuff. Huh. Somebody's digging right there. Oh, hi, Froggy. Mr. Froggy jumps. So I'm having fun. I'm enjoying the fresh air. I'm enjoying the fresh air and the fresh water that's falling on me. I feel like I'm being cleansed. Ooh, here's some fungus on this log. Oh, it's kind of dried up. Huh. I'm getting the feeling that we didn't get all that much rain. Even though all the streets were wet, my deck was wet, and everything is wet everywhere. Everything is not soaked. We need soak. We need soak for mushrooms. Alright, so I'm wandering my lovely self up to the big blind. We're going to step in here for a second and see what we can see. And into the A.J. Werthmann Master of Photography blind we go. Water level's high. There's that bird again. The bird that I originally thought was a green heron. It is not a green heron. And I don't know what it is. It might be some kind of... No, I've seen those dudes before, and he went around the point. Now I can't see him. All right, well, there's not anything going on here. I cannot see anything. There's no ducks, no geese, no herons, no egrets. There's no coots. There's no waterfowl to be seen anywhere. Goose Island is completely overgrown. The water is pretty much still as glass with the occasional ripple here and there. But I don't see anybody or anything. I'm looking at all the logs. I do not see any turtles. Well, so apparently the weather was inclement enough that all the animals are hiding. That or they've all been spooked off by the dozens of little kids that are running around in here screaming. So what we're going to do is something that rarely happens. We're going to push this as far as it goes, and I'm heading my way up the loop path. Is this going to hurt? Probably. But, you know, we might be able to see some more dudes. We got to go up here. Man, I thought it was great, because I got up a little bit earlier than I thought I would, and I noticed it was rainy. I thought, yay, we'll go to Heron Haven. Nobody will be there. Well, tons of people are there. All right, so now, this is the interesting part. I'm on the loop path, and since it's the middle of summer, everything is overgrown. And, you know, you can walk about maybe 7 or 8 meters up the loop path. Crap, I hear people coming. And then it becomes a tunnel. It becomes a green tunnel of trees and branches and stuff that are overgrown. So I'm walking through the Emerald Tunnel, and I have to sort of bend over to do it. Cannot stand up all the way. Web face. Just walked through a web. I took it all in the face. Okay, now I can stand back up again. As we get to the little place that goes down into the ravine. Boy, I can't even see into the ravine. Everything is so dense. The foliage is so dense. There could be dudes down there. We'd never know it. Ah, crap. They're coming this way. Stay back, please. I do not want your diseases. God damn it. Now I gotta go around. All right. So we're just gonna keep moving backwards. And I don't think anybody understands what's happening here. Don't get me wrong. I want COVID-19 to spread. I want everybody to catch it. I'd like to see a little bit of filtering of the gene pool. I just don't want it myself. But if you were listening to yesterday's show, you may all be aware that there's a possibility that I had it already. Yeah, I got to thinking about this a couple days ago. Mentioned it yesterday. But basically, I had a cold. I caught a cold back in January. And it was one of the weirdest colds I've ever had. It lasted about 2 weeks. It was very strange. Sort of started in my head as a head cold, which I thought it was. And I thought, oh, okay, I'll kick this in 4 or 5 days. And no, then it sort of moved down into my lungs. And then I had it for like 2 weeks. And did I actually contract the COVID-19? Well, the possibility exists, but there's no way to know for sure. Alright, as I'm walking out of here, I'm still looking around, looking for stuff on the ground, like funny mushroom dudes, or fluffy guys like nothing rhymes with dudes. It would be fun to find some marmots. But no, there's too many people here. It was a brilliant idea. And this would have worked sometimes. Oh, great. Now we got another goddamn group of monkeys to get past. So what we're going to do is walk into the wall blind here. And we'll wait for them to walk by. But of course, they have small strides and no velocity. So we're going to be standing here for a while as we wait. And what's this? Oh, I found a blue jay feather. All right, we can now exit the wall blind and start heading back out of here. Yep. It's true. I've already run out of patience for humanity today. I hate to say it, but my tolerance limit has been reached, people. And I've only been out in public for 20 minutes. Oh my God, of course you realize what happens next. That's right, we're gonna do the magic super duper trick and warp ourselves home. Let's go back to my house. Let's sit in front of the TV like we're supposed to be doing. And hey, did that tree fall down? Yeah, there's some new trees that have fallen down. Yeah, it was windy. We did have some winds and stuff recently. But anyway, count with me now. 3, 2, 1.
Hey, baby! You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
Yeah. Oh, my God. And just like that, we are back. Oh. So I'm sitting here wondering, should I go to the store and buy some Tylenol so maybe my leg won't hurt? And I'm thinking, nah. Nah, let's just hang out here, let it burn, just to see what'll happen. Won't that be fun? Sure it will.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
Calgon helps detergents get laundry up to 30% cleaner.
Wow, up to 30%. Never fails to amaze me. And I gotta say, all that exertion of running around outside trying to avoid disease-ridden children has worked up something of an appetite in me, and I don't know if I have any food. Am I going to have to go to the store? What is it that I need to buy? Butter, sugar, and maybe some...
Banana.
Yeah, I could do with a banana. That is correct, Uncle Grandfather, but do I really want to go to the store?
Banana.
Yeah, I might not have any choice. It's either go to the store or do some kind of dance. But what dance would I even do? It makes no sense. Nope, can't do it. You're welcome. So instead, we're going with Seven Horse. Meth Lab Zoso sticker.
Thank you. love to use it. I'm a supercharged freedom fighter. And I'm giving it all to you. Giving it all to you.
That was awesome. I don't know who these guys are, what they're all about. I don't know who they are. Seven Horse. I just discovered them a day or two ago when they magically popped up in my feed due to algorithms. Thanks, algorithms. And so I'm like, wow, that's kind of cool. Kind of wouldn't mind being in a band like that. If I could be in a band, I am reminded that my dreams of ever performing music again are impossible. That's fine. I don't give a I'll find something better to do. Oh, if only there was a way for me to be able to get back into a band, get on stage, play some music. Oh, speaking of playing music, I heard the commercial on the radio coming back from Herrenhaven again, too. 38 Special is going to be playing some county fair, Saunders County Fair. This is about a half an hour away. 38 Special, oh God. But guess who else is playing? In a different, entirely different venue and location and everything, Indigenous is going to be in town. I love those guys. Very cool band, but they're playing at some stupid wine festival, a wine tasting festival. Why is a Native American blues band playing at a wine tasting God damn, what the hell is going on in this world? Anyway, I don't want to go to any stupid wine festivals, so I guess I'm not going to see them. How could I get in my own venue? How could I get Indigenous to come and play in my own venue? What's the trick? What would I have to do to get these guys to have a concert just for me?
Ancient Chinese secret.
My husband, some hotshot. Here's his ancient Chinese secret.
Benigno.
That's right, you heard it here first, kids. The ancient Chinese secret is Benigna. And I'm thinking that I've had enough for today. So you've been listening to the Dubious Benina-na-na-na Committee at Ancient Chinese Secret that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Hooray! My name is Tobe, and I don't know, do I want some tea? Do I want to make some banana yummy drinks? What am I doing? I don't know. I'm out of here. Ugh.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.